this place. And he has great intentions to do something wonderful for every life. At the end of the service tonight, we've got some gifts to give to all the kids. And if we don't have enough here, we've got some stashed that we'll make sure that none of the children go without tonight. Want to receive an offering tonight? If you just prepare something for the Lord, everything that you give tonight is going to go to our year-end special offering. And we thank God for the opportunity to serve him and serve him in this community and this region. Ushers, come on down. Lord, I thank you tonight for the love that you have shed abroad in our hearts, for the great things that you're doing and that you have done. I pray that tonight, God, that everything that is said and everything that is done will bring great honor to you. I pray for that one that is here tonight, Lord, that is in a season in their life, maybe a transitional moment in their life. Maybe they are dealing with unforeseen challenges. I pray that tonight, Lord, you will be their answer. I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise tonight. Lord, as we give to you, continue to do what you do so well, I pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Thank you. Now, if you were here on Sunday, you heard these two young boys behind me. I call them young boys because they are my boys. Would you give Ryan and Garrett a big God bless you tonight as they sing?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In green pastures he makes me lie down. He restores my soul and leads me on for his name. For his great name, surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days, and I will dwell in your house forever. For me, in the presence of my enemies, though the arrow flies and the terror of night is at my door, I trust you, Lord. Surely mercy right beside me all my days, and I will dwell in your house forever and bless your right beside me all my and bless your holy name, and bless your holy name.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. Samantha. Welcome, Samantha, tonight. Pastor, children's pastor.
If I could have all the kids, no matter how old you are, young you are, you could welcome to come right sit down in front of me here. I have a story to share with you. Excited, are you? Of course, right? Because Christmas is tomorrow. So you might have heard the story before, but you might not have. So I'm going to share it with you. It's a very special story about a very special baby. You know what his name was? Yeah, there you go. Okay. So God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin girl who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David, and her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord is with you. You are very special to him." But Mary was very confused about what the angel said. She wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is very pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant and have a baby boy. You will name him Jesus. He will be great. People will call him the Son of the Most High God, and the Lord God will make him king like his ancestor David. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord God. Let this happen to me just as you have said." And the angel went away. And it was about that same time that Augustus Caesar sent out an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be put on a list. Everyone traveled to their hometowns to have their name put on the list. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. It was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him, and she was now pregnant. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him up well and laid him in the manger around the cattle. She put him there because the guest room was full. That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were also very afraid. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have some very good news for you, news that will make everyone happy. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a manger." Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven and on earth. Let there be peace to the people who please him." The angels left the shepherd and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about." So they went running and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the baby, they told what the angel said about this child. everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them. Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand them. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had just seen and heard. And it was just as the angel had told them. Is that a pretty cool story? Yeah? It's the most important reason of this Christmas season that we have. I just want to tell you all Merry Christmas, and you all look so cute. Thank you. And we have something special for you after service, too, on your way out, okay? All right, you can go back with your parents.
I think you could give a bigger hand clap for all these kids. So beautiful. I love watching the parents with them. They've got them dressed perfect, and they want them to act perfect. And sometimes they don't. When I was younger, I used to worry about that so much, and now that I'm a little older, I'm just so grateful for those little gifts that God allows to be around us, aren't you? Can we put our hands together one more time for these beautiful children? And as Pastor Samantha said, at the end of service, she's going to meet you over there with some others. And don't worry, we have plenty. Nobody will go without. I want to pray, and then I just want to share something with you just for a moment. And then we're going to light the candles together. It's going to be a beautiful time together in this house. And I just want you to know, none of your kids bother me. Not even that one. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this moment in time. Thank you for moments that change our lives and impact our lives. Thank you for sending your son Jesus for each and every one of us. I pray, Lord, that not only tonight and not only this season, but Lord, as we leave one year and begin to move towards another, that the things that you have planned for us, Lord, help us to open our arms to them and embrace them and trust you in the process. Lord, now I just ask you, God, for your Holy Spirit to do what he does so well in every one of our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Just look at the person on either side of you and just tell them, you just look great tonight. Come on, we can't waste all that good looking here and not tell somebody about it. I live my life. The older that I get, the more I look for moments that impact my life. I anticipate them, but when they come at moments that I least expect. They come at times that I didn't plan. You know, you're going along in life, and all of a sudden, something just traumatic or dramatic happens to you, and it catches your attention, and it makes an impact on you in a significant way. Last Monday, Patty and I celebrated our 42nd wedding anniversary. And you want to know how we celebrated it? I was sick in bed all day. Praise the Lord. But we've got another 42 years to celebrate, don't we, darling? And that we will. I shared Sunday that I officiated at a funeral service the week before. And then this week, I was asked again to do another one. And it impacted me in a way that I can't really properly describe in words, but these moments that impact our lives, they can sometimes take your breath away because they are so powerful. I finished It was a 92-year-old woman. She was actually a dance teacher most of her life. And her husband was 99 years old. He sat on the front row. So it's just a small ceremony. There was maybe, might have been 20 people in the room. And I gave it my best, like there was 1,000 people. And I got done and I shook everybody's hand, shared my condolences with them. And as I walked to the back of the room, two men got up and helped that 99-year-old man up to the coffin where his wife had laid. He looked at her, and with a loud voice, he said, "I love you so much. You've been the best wife and friend to me that I could have ever asked for. I'm going to miss you." And he's weeping profusely. And he reaches down and he kisses her. And he said, "I'll see you later." He turns around and he walks by me. That moment impacted my life in a significant way. I was reading this story this week and about how the announcement of the birth of Jesus came when God sent his angelic host. He didn't send them to the upright. He didn't send them to the greatest of people in that time. He sent them to shepherds, which in that season, in that time, the shepherds in that day were outcasts. The Jewish people called them unclean. And the reality was they didn't even live with their families. They lived away from their families the most of the time of their life. They were the ultimate outcast. And it's just so interesting that in this time, in this moment, that God would send this angelic host to the least likely of humanity to make an announcement about his son Jesus coming. He could have been born anywhere. He could have been born in a castle. He could have been born in absolute luxury. But God not only allowed him to be born, the Bible said, in a manger, but the thing that really caught my attention in the story this year is a moment that impacted these shepherds. They never anticipated it. They never saw it coming. They never expected it in any way. And I believe that God does that because he lets the shepherds know then, and you and I know now, that God is not interested in your perfection, but he goes after the one or the ones that seem to be the furthest from God doing anything with their life. And he sent his son into this environment to bring a light in a very dark place. Read the story in Luke chapter 2 and it says, "Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields." The scripture is so true and so real. They're living out in the fields. They don't have a shower. They don't have bathroom facilities. You can let your mind go from there. And verse 9 says, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." I want you to know that that word glory is just not something that some people say, you know, just half-heartedly. But here, it means something. It means the full weight and the presence of who God is. You see, words and songs and all the things that we have come to know and love, the Christmas trees, the lights, and everything, they're so good and they're so fun. But if the glory, if the weight, if the presence of God doesn't touch your life, nothing will change us. And the Bible says that the glory of the Lord, it shone all around them. It was there in their midst. And its power is more than just a bright light. It's a presence that captures the heart of humanity. It's a moment that impacts. Verse 10 says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid.'" And he's saying that to you and I tonight. And I sensed in my heart as I was praying in my office this afternoon that there is fear in the hearts of some people, that you're not sure where you're going to end up. You're not even sure that you're where you're supposed to be. But as the angel told those shepherds that night, he speaks through you and to you and I tonight. His Holy Spirit speaks to you and I tonight and tells you and I, don't be afraid. That I've got this. The Lord is saying to you and I, He's got things handled in your life. That when you trust Him, when you respond to that glory, that He works things out that you don't even know how He does it. He said, don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be not for a select few, but for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, a Savior, a Deliverer, someone who has come to throw a lifeline, as it were, to the outcast, to the lonely, to the misunderstood, to the family that is in the middle of trouble and being broken apart. He's a Savior that has come to you and I. He is Christ the Lord, and He is coming to you and I tonight. For some of you, you need that touch of God in your life in a whole fresh, in a new way. And I pray that before we leave tonight, in just these few moments, that you will sense that weight of the glory of God over and around your life. The scripture goes on to say in verse 12, this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and suddenly there with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Can you imagine that moment out in the fields with the cattle, and all of a sudden a host of angelic beings are all around them? My goodness, you want to talk about startling. You want to talk about a moment that impacts you. It changed their life. In verse 15, it says, and so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to you and I. Did you see what they did right there? There's so many times in our lives that God allows us to meet Him in a unique way, in a particular intersection of our lives. In a moment, He wants to impact our lives. But for whatever reason, maybe we're too busy. Maybe it doesn't fit into our schedule. Maybe the weather's not just right, that we don't respond. But do you see what the shepherds did? They responded. Because when they had a touch from God over their lives, they left the place where they were to go to where God was calling them to go. And I want to tell that to somebody tonight, that He's been pulling and tugging at your heart. And, you know, life and negative influences will always try to keep you from moving in the direction that God is pulling you to. Come on, I should hear one amen in here tonight. But the Bible says that they left that place. They responded. They left allowing society to make them feel like they were outcast. They left their problems. They left their social status. They left their darkness to find the Christ child, to find the Savior that was born to them. And I want to encourage some tonight. Maybe it's not tonight. Maybe it's not this coming Sunday, which will be the last Sunday of a decade. But for some of you, you've been asking, God, when will my moment come? I want you to know something. It's here right now. It's in this moment right now. This is a moment that maybe for some you didn't anticipate, you didn't plan for, but it's here. The Bible says in verse 16, they came with haste. They didn't just stroll, they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child, and all of those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They go from one minute talking to cattle, and the next moment, they're spokesmen for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My goodness, that gives me hope. Because he will take anyone at any moment in life, and he will transform you. Come on, are there any people in here that have been transformed by the power of a living God? Amen. That's a good time to clap. Come on, let's clap for him tonight. He will take you, broken, busted, and disgusted. He will take you in the most uncommon moment, an unplanned moment in your life. If I've heard it one time over my years here, I've heard it 1,000 times. Somebody will come up to me after service, usually a woman. She'll say to me, "Why did you say what you said? Look at my mascara." Like, I got up that morning and I prayed, "God, let these ladies that wear mascara, let them cry and let it run all the way down their face." But you see, God doesn't, he just doesn't tell you and I when these moments of impact are going to come and transform you. For some of you, it could be when you walked out of here tonight. It could have been when you walked in here tonight. It could have been in a handshake and a smile from someone that you didn't anticipate, you didn't recognize. But it's a moment that will transform and change you and prepare your heart for the glory of God to shine upon you. Verse 18, it says again, it says, "And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told by the shepherds." I just love that. That just gives me so much hope. I didn't come from the perfect family. I didn't come from the perfect background. It took me years to fight through social challenges where people, even after God did a work in my life, that would look at me and say, "He'll never be that. He can't do that. He doesn't have that. Who does he think he is? He thinks he's nothing." But God looks on even shepherds and say, "I'm going to lay my hand on you. I'm going to change who you were. I'm going to change your destiny. I'm going to change your DNA. Now you are going to be connected with the bloodstream that flows from heaven and flowed from Calvary's cross. And now you are a child of the living God." And in verse 19, it says that Mary, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's a whole nother message. And then, this is what happens when glory touches you. When you have a moment that impacts you, you're never the same after it. Oh, you can try to be. There's some here tonight. You have had God's touch on your life. And you've tried to go back to the way it used to be. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work, because once God transforms a life, nothing will do but him any longer in your life. Look at what these shepherds, it says in verse 20, "Then the shepherds returned." Look at them. They're glorifying. They're praising God for the things that they heard and seen and was told to them. Tonight, maybe it'll be when we light the candles, there's going to be a moment of impact for someone. I just want you to close your eyes with me and bow your head just for one moment. I want to pray for you before we light the candles. And it's such a beautiful moment in this house. Benny, turn some of these lights down up in the front here. Just close your eyes and bow your head with me if you would. Kids, it'll be okay. You're going to get your presents in about 13 minutes. Folks, you just come and you wait. I want to pray. This is an important moment. If you're here tonight and you've never given your life to Jesus, This is a moment for you. It's not necessarily joining a church. It's not becoming religious, but it's allowing Christ and His glory to shine upon your life and change you. You need to make that decision, because when you do, it'll be the greatest Christmas gift that you will ever receive. And it'll be the greatest Christmas gift that the people around you, your family, your loved ones, your friends, when God changes you, you impact others. Just open up your heart. Lord, I just want to say thank you tonight for that beautiful love, that beautiful moment that impacts our lives. I pray that tonight, from the youngest to the oldest, just your eyes closed, your heads bowed, just for one more moment tonight, I just felt across my heart just the cry of somebody's heart saying, God, I need that in my life tonight. Just go ahead and right where you're at, just whisper to Him, God, I need this in my life tonight. Just tell Him, Lord, I want this Christmas to impact my life tonight. Father, you see every life. You see every heart. From the youngest to the oldest, work in our lives. Have your way in our lives tonight. Oh, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, transform us and change us into the image of your Son, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Okay, let's do this. When you light that candle and you hold that, it's a moment that impacts your life. You are now declaring darkness gone. And parents, just be careful with your kids. Benny, turn one more set of lights down up here, would you, honey? That's great. I love the candles. See, light pushes out darkness. Light will push out your disappointment. Light will push out unbelief. Light will push out things that weren't meant for you. And I want you tonight, as you hold these candles and you look around in this room, darkness cannot withstand light. Light will push darkness far away. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you for our children, God.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. For Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Truly he taught us, oh, to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, oh, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine.
Beautiful, beautiful. A divine night, isn't it, though? A night that changes everything. Look around you. There's no darkness here where light is. Father, I thank you for sending Jesus. Help us never to take these moments for granted. I pray blessing and favor over every life, every family here tonight. In Jesus' name. Come on, and everybody said a big amen. Amen. I love you. You're welcome to take the candle with you. There's a place up in back that you can drop it off on the way out. Love one another. You better turn the lights on, Ben, because when we blow out the candles, it's going to be dark. I love you. God bless you. Kids, come on down to the table. We got some toys for you.